Good morning, Nick.
We are going to talk a little bit about credit cards today. Now, you as someone who, you know, likes to get people out of debt, keep them out of debt, you might think you would be anti-credit card, but you're not really.
No, I'm anti-paying the credit cards any money,
right.
Credit card companies any money. I'm not anti-credit card.
You're not anti-credit card. You're just, you know, don't give them more money than you have to.
And I like to beat them at their own game. So
sure.
It's one of the myths is that people think when they come to see me, I'm going to freeze their credit or I'm going to tell them they can't get any more credit in the future. It's not true. I know that you will probably need to take out some credit in the future while you're working with us. I just want to be able to manage it well.
Right.
So here are some of the things that I talk to clients about. The first thing is let's change our thinking about the way we think about credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Banks have been extremely clever. You notice I said banks and not credit card companies, right? We all call them credit card companies, but who are they?
They're banks.
They're the banks,
yes.
Right. But they've been very, very clever about how they do this. They give us this pretty little piece of plastic. Sometimes we can put a picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you had that for your mortgage. Every time you needed to buy something for your house, you had to hand a little piece of plastic over and your mortgage got larger.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think about it, right?
Right.
But with credit cards, we don't think about it. Now, what a credit card really is an interest-free loan for 30 days.
Right.
And then it comes home to roost.
Because if you pay the balance within 30 days, you don't pay interest.
That's right. I do it all the time.
So a 30-day interest-free loan. I like that.
That's what it is. But think about it that way the next time you use your credit card.
Sure.
Because at the end of 30 days, you're going to pay, and you're probably going to pay dearly.
Sure.
In terms of interest over the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can really afford to pay your credit card bill off every month in full, then I'm going to tell you some things you can do to beat the banks at their own game.
Okay.
If you cannot, please put the brakes on. Don't
okay.
do it. Or if you're very disciplined and you can say, look, I think I can pay it off every month now, but the first month that I can't pay it in full, I will stop.
Stop. Okay.
And I'll start paying it down. If you can do that, here are some things you can do for fun. Okay, the first fun thing we like to do to get back to the even with the banks, I guess, is SkyMiles. Everybody knows that if you use your credit card, you can build up miles. Did you know that you can convert those with some cards for cash?
Right.
So 30,000 miles might be $300, right? Things
sure.
like that. So you can ask the card before you start to use it. You can call the company and say, can I do these things? Another thing is you get a layer of protection that I think we all kind of know about but don't think about. If you're buying something very expensive, you could get a layer of protection in the middle if something goes wrong. Maybe it's an online purchase or something from someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes wrong, your credit card company is in the middle, your bank is in the middle to help you make things right.
Right.
Here's the one I love. Double the manufacturer's warranty. Some credit cards will give you double the manufacturer's warranty up to a year for most of them if you use that credit card to buy the piece of equipment.
Purchase the item, yeah.
So think about your printers, your computers, things that you can buy with a credit card if you really have a lot of credit, maybe a car. I don't know if it works for a car. But things that you can buy like that. Here's my advice about it. Take the receipt that you get from the item, bake a copy of it in case it's thermal paper, and tape it somewhere to the item that you're going to use that extended warranty on.
Okay.
Because I promise you, 2-3 years down the road, you won't even remember that you had the extended warranty. But it's a nice free way to take advantage of a credit card if you can do it. I think Discover is one of the ones that, don't quote me on that, but I think Discover is one of the ones that will double your manufacturer's warranty for up to a year.
If you use the card to purchase the item.
If you use the card to purchase the item. So
okay.
there are reasons that you use the card. I use my card every month.
Mm-hmm.
I never pay a penny in interest. That's
right.
how you win the game.
You pay it off.
You bet.
Before the 30 days is up.
Yes.
Excellent. Dr. Frances Raham is the Money Doctor, Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. She joins us every week here on the Valley's Morning Show. If people have questions about this segment or any other they hear, they can always reach out to you.
You bet. It's 413-774-5555. Or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.